All right, turn back with me to Romans 1. We're going to have a word study tonight. We're going to look at the word faith. All right? Romans 1, and our text is going to be verse 17, but in verse 16, Paul said, "I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ." Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Therein, in the preaching of the gospel, the righteousness, the rightness, the goodness, the holiness of God, of Christ, of His walk through this earth, of His work on the cross, every bit of that is revealed in the preaching of the gospel. Every bit of it. Everything we need to know is revealed in the preaching of the word. From faith to faith, it says in verse 17, "As it is written, the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. Now, our Lord has said a lot about faith. A lot. That phrase alone, "the just shall live by faith," He said that exact phrase four times in the Word. He said it in Habakkuk 2:4. He said it right here in Romans 1:17. He said it in Galatians 3:11. And He said it in Hebrews 10:38. Four times. The just shall live by faith. He wrote a whole chapter in the book of Hebrews on this word, on this subject. Chapter 11. He made statements to sinners like this: "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole." He told His apostles, His very own apostles, "O ye of little faith." He asked this question. This is in Luke 18, verse 8. He said, "When the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth?" Shall He find faith? Faith is vital to a believer. It's vital. It's absolutely vital. Our text says, "The just shall live by faith." Now, here's our question tonight, okay? What does that mean? What does that mean? The just shall live by faith. What does that mean? What is faith? Ask somebody that. How do you put it into words? It's kind of hard to describe, isn't it? What is faith? Where does it come from? How do we get it? Why do we need it? How much do we need? And how is it performed? All right? First, turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. All right, what is faith? Hebrews 11, verse 1 says this: "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is two things. It's a substance and it's an evidence. That's what faith is. It's two things. It says, faith is the substance. And that word substance means confidence. It's the confidence in what we hope for. That's what it is. All right? You hope for something that you do not have. You hope for something you don't have. If you have it, you don't hope for it. If you have it, you don't need faith. You hope for something that you don't have. Faith is confidence in what you hope for. All right, now listen to this. It's not the confidence in your ability to hope for it. You know, we say, well, I just need to have more faith. I mean, that's all it is. And what we mean by that is, I just got to dig a little deeper inside me. That ain't it. That's not it. Faith is the confidence in what you hope for. It's not the confidence in your ability to hope for it. All right, the emphasis here and the object is not me. It's what I hope for. Now let me ask this question. Why on this earth did you sit down in that pew just a minute ago? Why'd you do that? The reason you did is because you had confidence in the fact that that pew would hold you. Your subconscious told you, that'll hold me. It's okay if I sit in this. That's why you sat in the pew. Your confidence was not in your ability to sit in the pew. It was in the pew. Does that make sense? Now, I'm standing up here looking at all of you right now. How do I know that you have confidence in that pew? That confidence is an inward thing. You did not out loud walk in and say, I have confidence in the pew. How can I know that you trusted in that pew? You're sitting in it. You're resting in it. You see that? What is faith? It is confidence in the object, and it's an evidence of that confidence. That's what faith is. James said this, I'll show you my faith. Go over to James chapter 2. It's just a couple of pages over. James chapter 2. Look at verse 17. He says, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It really is. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Well, James says, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I trust in the pew. I do. I really do. I'm telling you I do. I just don't know how else to say it. I do. I trust in the pew. Then sit in it. That's what he's saying. Sit in it. Rest in it. Take a load off. All right, now, that's what faith is. Now, here's the next question. Where does faith come from? Where does faith come from? Where does it originate? Where is the source of it? All right, go to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 and look at verse 16. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now he goes on to say right here, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You see that? Look at verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live, the just shall live, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Look at chapter 3, verse 22. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. All faith is Jesus Christ's faith. All faith that exists, it's His faith. Hebrews 12:2 says He is the author of it, right? He is the source of it. It originates with Him. All faith, this faith that we always talk about, we always need it, it originates with Him. It does not originate, nor can it be found in a natural man. It cannot be found. I was watching Whitney Houston a few years ago on Good Morning America. And she had gone through some drug problems, and then she had gotten clean. And they asked her, what got you through all that, all those hard times? What got you through all that? She said, my faith got me through it. And I know exactly what she means. But here's the problem. It cannot be found inside a natural man or woman. It does not exist. It is not there. Well, my problem is I just don't have enough faith. I just got to have more faith. It's not there. It does not exist. You know, dig deep and find your faith. You don't have any. You don't have any. None. He is the source of it. It all originates with Him. All right, now, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. A couple of pages over, Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves. It's not there. It's not there. It's not lying dormant within you, waiting for you to stir it up. It's not there. It's not of yourselves. It's not created there. Jesus Christ creates faith. He is where it comes from. All right, so now faith is confidence in the object of the faith. It's evidence of that confidence. And faith is only created by Jesus Christ. All right, now let's ask this question. How do we get it? If it is not there, if it's nothing there, how do we get it? We need it. How do we get it? Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's the gift of God. It's His faith. It's His gift. All we can do is receive it. We don't even have the choice of whether or not we want to accept it. We're going to accept it. All we can do is receive it. If He gives it, we're going to receive it. So this confidence in Christ is actually the confidence of Christ. It's not even my confidence. Does that make sense? The confidence I have is not even my confidence. It's the confidence of Christ. And if we're going to have it, He must give it to us. All right, now, let's listen to this. How do we get it from Him? He must give it to us. How do we receive it? How do we get it? Romans 10. All right, let's go to Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We're about to see how vital faith is. And if we have any hope of receiving it and increasing in it, we must come hear the Word of God preached. It's just the truth. I don't say that because I'm the preacher. I say that because it's God's truth. It's what He said. It's what He wrote. Our faith will not increase through our experiences. We have a lot of experiences. You know, we have death-defying experiences, and then everybody's found religion, and, you know, I'm a new man. It's just not so. It just can't happen that way. It will not increase through our personal learning and study, and that is a wonderful thing to do. That's a good and vital thing to do, personal learning and study. But it will not increase that way. If we want to receive more faith, it will only come through the hearing of the Word of God. That's what the Lord God said. That's it. All right, so faith is confidence. Faith is evidence of that confidence. Faith is of Christ. It must be given, and it comes by hearing. All right, now, why do we need it? We know we don't have it. We know what it is. We know He gives it. But here's the question. Why do we need it? Really? All right, the simple answer is because we're sinners. That's why. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says we're dead in our trespasses and sins. But our text in Romans 1 says the just shall live by faith. And you hath He quickened who were dead, but the just shall live by faith. We're saved through it. Ephesians 2:8, we just read it. By grace are you saved through faith. We're saved through it. We're saved by grace through faith. That's how a sinner's saved. Grace saved us. Christ saved us. Christ is the grace of God. He is the gift of God. Right? Grace is gift. Jesus Christ is the gift. Christ saved us. Faith is the confidence and the evidence of that. We're saved by grace through faith. Now, here's a little illustration for you, okay? Two men have to flee for their lives. No choice. They got to get on a ship. They both get on the ship. One has been around the water his whole life, grew up on the water. The other one, this is his very first time at sea. The ocean lover, he's standing out in the front of the ship just riding the waves. The new guy is down below, curled up in a corner, scared to death he's going to drown. All right? Now, which one is going to make it to land safely? Which one of those two is going to make it to land safely? The one that has great faith in the ship, or the one that has little faith in the ship? They're either both going to make it to land, or they're neither going to make it to land. Their arrival safely on that other shore has nothing to do with their faith. And it has everything to do with that ship. If the ship is able, they're able. Right? Grace is that ship. Christ is that ship. Faith put them in the ship. Does that make sense? We're saved by grace through faith. They got on the ship. None of that is of ourselves. It's all a gift of God. If we get on the ship, God put us on the ship. It's His faith, right? Starts with Him. It's given to us. But when He gives it, we get on the ship. We do. The grace is a gift. The faith is a gift. And faith is a vital, vital substance to a believer. Because the just, that means the justified, those whom He shed His blood for and paid the debt of their sins, and now they're justified. The justified in Jesus Christ shall live by faith. That confidence caused both of them to get in the ship. You know that guy who'd never been at sea? If he didn't think that ship was going to make it, he wouldn't have got on that ship. He'd think, I'll just stay here and die. Right? That confidence is what put them on the ship. We must have faith. We need it. Now, go back with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 2 says, by faith we obtain a good report. That's what it says. By this faith the elders and all of God's people obtained a good report. Now our kids, they come home with report cards on what they've done. That's what that report card is. This is what your child has done, right? All right, well, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get a good report? Here's the answer. Have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ and show evidence of that confidence. He said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe. Have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ and show evidence of that confidence. What must I do? Believe. Have faith. Verse 3 right here in Hebrews 11 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And it was not a big bang that caused a germ that turned into a tadpole, that turned into a monkey, that turned into a me. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The reason we don't believe in evolution is because of faith. That's it. Through this faith, we understand the works of God. We need it. We need it. We cannot be without it. We cannot be without it. Here's why. Verse 6 says, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we need it. We must have it. All right, now let's ask this question. How much do we need? How much do I need? Because his apostles asked him, Lord, increase our faith. Increase it, okay? How much do we need? Turn with me to Luke 17. Luke chapter 17, and look at verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, which is, if not the smallest, one of the smallest seeds on earth. If you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Now I have a question for you. Do you think Jesus Christ is a liar? He just said that. He just said that. He said, if you had the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to that tree, up and go into the sea, and it would obey you. Some have great faith, some have small faith, but here's the good news. All you need to have a sure hope of salvation is faith as the grain of a mustard seed. That's all you need. If you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you could, this old dead tree, this old dead stump that's just rooted in this earth, could somewhere else. We must have that mustard seed, though. We must. We must have confidence in Jesus Christ and evidence of that confidence. That thief on the cross, the Lord didn't save him until possibly 30 seconds, maybe 90 seconds before he died. I don't know how long it was. But he showed evidence of faith. Didn't he? We know what he said. We know the story. He showed evidence. We must have confidence in the fact that it comes from Jesus Christ. It's given to us by Jesus Christ through the hearing of the Word of God. And no matter how small our faith is, we must believe. We must. Now here's our last question. How is it performed? You know, religion talks about exercising your faith. Well, it must be done. You don't know how to say it. It must be performed. How do I perform it? How do I use it? How do I do it? How do I believe? He said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, you better believe. All right, how do I do that? How do I do it? Turn to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, look at verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Now the Lord gave his apostles special powers. They healed people. And he said in verse 16, I brought him to thy disciples, and they couldn't cure him. Verse 17, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples, okay, to Jesus apart after all that was over, and said, why could not we cast him out? We tried. Why couldn't we cast him out? Verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. That's why. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now here's the key, verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. That's what he said. How is faith performed? He said you couldn't do it because you didn't believe. If it was your unbelief. How is faith performed? Prayer and fasting. We pray to God. We call on God. We look to Christ. And we pray, Lord, you are able. Prayer and fasting. We deny ourselves. When we fast, we're denying ourselves, right? We don't eat. We're denying ourselves. We deny our ability. We deny our involvement. I evidence faith by taking me completely out of the equation. To the point that I believe I was never even in the equation. And there was not even a work in me taking myself out of the equation. I can't even be proud of that. I was never even in it. True faith believes he has done what he said he would do all by himself. And he will do what he says he'll do all by himself. Faith is not believing in myself. They brought him to me and, okay, I'm going to cure him. I have this faith now. I'm going to cure him. That is not it. Faith is not believing in my ability to believe. Faith, true saving faith, it takes me out of the equation altogether. It only hopes in Christ. All right, now, right here in Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Now let me ask you a question. Don't answer me out loud, but you can shake your head if you want to. Do you believe you can remove a mountain? All right, now let me ask you this. Do you believe Jesus Christ can remove a mountain? That's faith. If you had faith, if you denied yourself just that much, if you said just that much, I'm unable, and Christ is everything, and I can't do anything to that mountain, but Jesus Christ can, and if He will, in His time, if He tells that mountain to remove, it's gone. That's faith. True faith takes me so far out of this equation, I believe. If he didn't believe for me, I would never even believe. That's how far out of it I am. True saving faith says, I'm confident that he has revealed to me that I need to be in the ship. And if he doesn't put me in the ship, I won't make it in the ship. But if he does, whether I'm standing in the front or whether I'm crying down below, if I'm going to make it safely to that other side, it's going to be Him that got me there. That's it. Now let me close by reading you this article. This was in our bulletin not too long ago. Brother Henry Mahan wrote this. This was a huge help to me. Okay, this is called Christ the object of faith. We do not find rest, hope, nor comfort in our faith, but in Christ. Don't rest in your faith. Man, I've really increased in faith lately. I'm just so happy and content with my faith. I'm really seeing a lot of growth in me. Don't do that. If you will give careful thought to that statement, it will be of great help to you. Faith is not a foundation. I'm standing on my faith. Faith is not a refuge. I'm just going to try to run to my faith. I'm going to try to go find that faith. Faith is not a source of help. I know what I need. I just need more faith. No! Faith is a means, a look. It's an empty hand. That's all faith is. It's just an empty hand. It is Christ who is our refuge, who protects from every storm. He is our rock on which we build. He is our source of every mercy and our only plea. My faith may be weak or weaker, but He cannot fail. If all my debts have been paid by my surety, I don't have to be ashamed to come before God. The praise and credit goes not to my boldness and faith, but to my gracious benefactor. I am not debt-free because I believe. Though I do, and that faith united me to Him. But because He set me free and paid my debt, Christ is our confidence and assurance. The moment I seek a reason for hope in anything I do, even in the blessed grace of faith, I forfeit any possibility of peace. What that means is, as soon as I try to look inside here for anything, peace is out the window. He quoted, "Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. When Isaiah saw his glory, he spake of him. When any man truly sees the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, then Christ becomes the message and the object of faith." I would venture to say that almost every single time you see the word faith in the Scripture, you could substitute the word Christ right there. The just shall live by Christ. That's how it's going to happen. All right, stand together with me.